Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We begin this new episode of Neon Jazz with Kansas City drummer Ryan Lee with his take on George Shearing's song Conception from a 2011 Monk audition tape. Ryan is a positive force in the KC scene these days, and he's in demand. From jazz to gospel, drums to piano, drum instructor to drum manufacturer, Ryan continues to gain acclaim locally, nationally, and internationally. Ryan attended the University of Missouri, Kansas City, where he studied jazz performance, like so many others, under the direction and watchful eye of the great Bobby Watson, and he got some good proficiency in jazz, classical, and Brazilian music. Ryan is best known for being a part of the young and talented jazz group known as Diverse, led by trumpeter Herman Mahari. Diverse has gone on to travel the world with their blend of jazz, and they have a spot on the map. Over and over, the words talent, generous, busy, bright, future, and the like is attributed to Ryan, another homespun KC talent giving the world all that jazz. Welcome to another hour of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Jazz Hall of Fame and nightly jams all over this wide and sprawling town of ours, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you what we consider the best jazz ever laid down on wax, or CD, or digitally, with music from cats like Leo Wright, Teddy Charles, Ed Lincoln, and many more. Continuing the jazz here on the program is the Mingus Big Band, live in NYC, with the tune Tijuana Moods. Okay.
Brian Baggett, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was trumpeter Clyde McCoy with the tune Sugar Blues. Clyde's popularity spanned 7 decades, and his real claim to fame in the jazz world is this theme song, known as Sugar Blues, written by Clarence Williams and Lucy Fletcher. And, funny enough, he was the co-founder of Downbeat magazine back in 1935. A nice claim there. McCoy was a member of one of the families of the Hatfield-McCoy feud and was based at various times in L.A., New York City, and Chicago's Drake Hotel, where he first performed Sugar Blues back in 1930. And to cap things off in his life, he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. This next cat is a talented one. Here's Julian Lage with the 2011 song Telegram off his Gladwell album.
Thank you. Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was musician, band leader, record producer, and innovator Ben Selvin with his orchestra with the song Don't Keep Me in the Dark. He was known as the Dean of Recorded Music. Selvin started his professional life at the age of 15 as a fiddle player in the New York City nightclubs. 6 years later, as a leader of his own dance band, the Novelty Orchestra. Selvin released the biggest-selling popular song in the first quarter century of recorded music. That single was Darned in Ella, eventually went on to sell more than 5 million copies and an additional 2 million pieces of sheet music. According to the Guinness Book World Records, Selvin recorded more musical sides on 78 RPM discs than any other person. That's a nice claim there. This next tune is a dandy. Here's the 1965 song Panther Paws from the Larry Bunker and Gary Burton Quartets.
Thank you. about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
Was Brazilian musician, composer, and arranger Ed Lincoln with the 1961 song That Old Black Magic. He was known for a wide variety of styles. As a bassist, he was present at the earliest moments of bossa nova, and as a Hammond B3 organ player, he was a foundational aspect in establishing the sound of the Brazilian jazz and space age pop movements. Ed Lincoln recorded under many different names during his career. At times, he used the name for each musical style or for each new record. He was originally listed as Eduardo Lincoln when taking part in larger ensembles, then became Ed Lincoln in 1958. Another cool character in the jazz lexicon. Let's get into a duet mode here on Neon Jazz. Here's Grace Kelly with Phil Woods with the song Love Song off the album Man with the Hat.
Thank you.
Stanton Kessler, Kansas City trumpet player, welcoming you to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the versatile musician and composer Teddy Charles with his Tentet on the 1956 song Vibrations.
That's, excuse me here, that's not a term I hear a lot, especially in jazz music. Tentet, as in septet.
As in octet, nonet.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I learned something today.
Yeah.
That ain't easy.
It sounds like tenet, but it's actually the tentet.
Yeah, I thought that's what made me pause there for a minute. Tenet.
Yeah, well, it could be Teddy Charles and the Tenets, you know.
Yeah,
but
really?
We'll stick with the Vibrations on this one. Okay. And with the 1956 song Vibrations, he sent many of those around throughout his career. He was well-versed on the vibraphone, piano, and drums. Charles was one of the many jazz musicians who hung out at an apartment building at 821 6th Avenue in New York City, known as the Jazz Loft, rented by photographer and artist David X. Charles's main work was recorded in the 50s, where he created some highly influential and sought-after futuristic recordings. Charles left us in 2012 after a long, full life, just 3 days after his 84th birthday. Coming at you next here on Neon Jazz is Mr. Jack Millman with his Hollywood Jazz All-Stars with the tune Stitz It, and I'd say so.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great Jack Millman with his Hollywood Jazz All-Stars with the song Stit Is It. Taking us away from this episode of Neon Jazz is jazzman Leo Wright with his fluency on the alto sax, flute, and clarinet with the 1960 song Indian Summer. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a big band leader himself, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
We did it!
Yeah! Talk to us about our show, send us some suggestions, let us know what you want to hear. We're here for you all the time. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Miles, we're at the end of the show. It's before the zap. What do you say?
Neon Jazz.